have a reading now, we can't think of God as creator without thinking of the story of creation. And it's quite a long passage, but I know we all know the story of creation, but sometimes we forget order and different bits about it. So Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty, a formless mass cloaked in darkness. And the Spirit of God was hovering over its surface. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that it was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day and the darkness night. And together these made up one day. And God said, "Let there be space between the waters to separate water from water." And so it was. God made this space to separate the waters above from the waters below. And God called the space sky. And this happened on the second day. And God said, "Let the waters beneath the sky be gathered into one place so dry ground can appear." And so it was. God named the dry ground land and the water seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land burst forth with every sort of grass and seed-bearing plant, and let there be trees that grow seed-bearing fruit." The seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And so it was. The land was filled with seed-bearing plants and trees, and their seeds produced plants and trees of like kind. And God saw that it was good. And this all happened on the third day. And God said, "Let bright lights appear in the sky to separate the day from night. They will be signs to mark off the seasons, the days, and the years. Let their light shine down upon the earth." And so it was. For God made two great lights, the sun and the moon, to shine down upon the earth. The greater one, the sun, presides during the day. The lesser one, the moon, presides through the night. And he also made the stars. God set these lights in the heavens to light the earth, to govern the day and night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And this happened on the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water swarm with fish and other life. Let the skies be filled with birds of every kind." So God created great sea creatures and every sort of fish and every kind of bird. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Let the fish multiply and fill the oceans. Let the birds increase and fill the earth." And this all happened on the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth every kind of animal, livestock, small animals, and wildlife." And so it was. God made all sorts of wild animals, livestock, and small animals. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make people in our image to be like ourselves. They will be masters over all life, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the livestock, wild animals and small animals." So God created people in his own image. God patterned them after himself. Male and female, he created them. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was excellent in every way. This all happened on the sixth day. So we're thinking this morning of God the Creator and about what the passage we read tells us about God and about us. So the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 that God is the Alpha and Omega. This means he's the beginning and the end. Revelation 4:11 says, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created everything, and it is for your pleasure that they exist and were created. This tells us that God will still be worshipped as creator of the earth, even at the end of time. The Bible highlights in Genesis and in Revelation that God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit was there at the beginning of time. What else can we learn about God? God created everything. John 1:3 says of the Word that through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Imagine all the creatures you can think of, from the smallest bug to the largest animal. Just let them run through your mind. Maybe imagine them. And then just pause and wonder at God's creativity in thinking of all the different shapes and sizes. I have no idea what the very smallest life form is. I don't know. Or the very, very largest. When we think back to the favourites that people called out and we wrote on the flip chart, we need to remember what we believe about how the earth was formed. It was God who created everything. And the Bible can help us understand his purpose in creating it as he did. God was pleased with what he had made. At the end of almost every day that God created the universe, he examined his work and he saw that it was good. It was very good. Remember, we talked about favorite parts of creation. So many parts we think are very good. I was going to say stars, because when we were traveling back from holiday one year, we were traveling overnight. And it was a very clear night. It was out in the country. There were no houses, no lights on. And we stopped and got out of the car and looked up at the sky. And it was just a mass of stars. Something we don't see in Croydon. But it was totally amazing. And we just stood and looked up. And it was just, wow, God knows each one of their names. He created every single one of them. We need to sometimes remember more than we do, and express our gratitude at God for his creation. God provides for creation. God entrusted his creation to the care of human beings, and he provided green plants as food for everything. In that same chapter, we read, God said, look, I have given you seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given all the grasses and other green plants to the animals and birds for their food. God originally provided food for everybody. So how is it that there are so many thousands, millions in the world that go hungry? That shouldn't happen. How good are we at sharing with those in need? What can we do to help other people that don't have enough? Even in our own country here, there are families that are not eating very well. We have food banks. We can reach out to help them. But there are so many people that don't have a chance. And maybe they're blessed if they have one little bowl of rice every couple of days. People in the world are hungry, and they shouldn't be. God gave us the job to keep the food in fair supply for everybody. And so often we fail on that. Jesus shows us what God is like. John 1 tells us that Jesus' life reflects the glory, the truth, and the kindness of God. Genesis 1:27 tells us that we are made in God's image. So this means that we too should reflect the glory, the truth, and the kindness of God. However, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, it meant we no longer reflected God as he originally intended. Jesus is the perfect example of how we should live, and only with his help can we be the people that God intended us to be. What do the passages say about us? Made in the image of God. The Bible says in that passage in Genesis that we are made in the image of God. How, knowing that, does that make you feel? This unique identity that we're like God, we're made in the image of God, gives us both enormous worth and great responsibility to imitate God in the way we live, act and think. I wonder if I asked you to pretend you're looking in a mirror. How would acknowledging this identity make you feel about yourself? If I was to ask you to use three words to describe the person you're looking at in the mirror, would they be positive or would they be negative? Maybe a mixture. Father God loves you as you are. We don't have to go through life thinking that we're not worth very much, because God says we are. We are worth an enormous amount to him. We are given responsibility for the world. I expect you can all think of many examples of human beings neglecting this purpose and responsibility. The growing problems of climate change, pollution and poverty are partly due to not having the love and respect for creation that God wanted us to have. I was reading an article in the paper not many days ago saying that they've done research onto animals from the sea animals, fish, and they found that in so many fish and sea creatures, they're full of tiny little micro whatevers of plastic. So when we eat fish or seafood, we're eating plastic, the plastic that man has made to go into rivers. And one of the worst fish affected our sardines. We're eating plastic, and it's because mankind is not looking after the earth that God has given us to look after. What can we do if we do anything? Are we willing to try and do something, or are we just happy to leave it to others? We should think about what we can do about, fortunately before coronavirus, the use of plastic was going down. But of course that has caused another problem, in that there are millions of masks being thrown away. There are millions of plastic gloves being thrown away. Water bottles, aprons in hospitals, plastic PPE equipment is all being thrown away and having to be got rid of. So we need to pray that maybe in the not too distant future, we can start working how to save our planet. Those who accept and put their faith in Jesus become children of God. John 1:12 tells us that those who have faith in Jesus have the privilege of being God's children. When we examine the character of God the Creator, how huge, powerful and awesome he is, and then consider he's willing to call us his children, how can we be anything than lost in wonder, love and praise? The songs that we heard at the beginning, who are we that God is mindful of us? Who are we that God sent his only son Jesus down to die on the cross so that we could become his children? We can have all our sins, all our wrongdoings forgiven, and we can call him Father, Abba Father. And that expression, Abba Father, is not just a light-hearted expression. It was a very serious, it was a very respectful way of saying Father, to say Abba. And yet we can say to God the Creator, Abba, Father, thank you for loving us. So remember this week that this amazing God, this Creator God, loves you as you are. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord reveal more of his greatness to you through his creation. And may you seek to be more like Christ every day. Amen.